Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you're now listening to Table Talk with Shell and Kay. Hey, Kay.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Shell. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, girl. Happy quarantine day.
Day 155,000 day of quarantine.
Oh, girl, I'm like so ready to get my life back, but I get we have to do what we have to do.
Yes.
So what is everything like now? How has life changed since last week?
Just like that, I got furloughed from work, as most people may know that follow me on Facebook, myself, and it was a bunch of us, unfortunately. It, like, changed drastically from we got a plan figured out, we're going to keep y'all here, to just in a week's time, to we can't afford it. So, that's the situation. You know, luckily there is unemployment. We know that's not the same as a check, but, you know, at least that's there. And the good thing is we do return to work when we can. It's not a job loss. It's just no work for right now. So, but I'm about to lose my mind, though, as y'all can see from my Facebook videos. I'm going, like, I don't know what else to do with myself. I didn't wash the clothes. I didn't cook dinner. I did everything I could do in the day, considering I can't go nowhere. So I know you're going crazy, too, because you're at home with two kids.
Girl, well, I'm part-time right now.
Yeah.
Still. And I have to homeschool my son. So it's like they don't, you know, it's not like he's just out for the year and nothing. Then he works, they have Google Classroom. So I'm just like, he's going crazy. We all going crazy, but we're trying to, you know, make the best out of the situation because, honestly, I feel like we like prisoners around there right now. There's nothing we can
do. We are literally like prisoners, so that's why everybody just needs to abide. We all have to run out sometimes, even myself. But
yeah,
you know, my thing is just let's follow the rules so we can have some of a summer left, because the way we're going right now, we already halfway into it. So,
girl, yes. I'm like, it's the simple things. I say, you know, I took some things for granted in the past, but after going through this, I mean, just to go out to eat or
anything.
Just ride out somewhere. You can't do nothing.
Girl, anything. So money's probably tight for a lot of people, you know, and it will all get through it. And while we're on the subject of money, we'll talk about our, you know, go ahead and introduce our topic for tonight.
Okay.
Because, you know, it got a lot to do with money.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, if there's anybody out there in a role of a non-custodial parent, doesn't have to be a man, woman pay child support too. If you are a non-custodial parent and you're paying child support, whether a judge ordered you to do it or you're just on your shit and doing what you're supposed to do, at some point, do you feel like you have the right to question what your money's being spent on? This is the topic. This is the question. So we want your views and your opinions and your thoughts, or if you're in the situation or have been in the situation, just call us and get it off your chest and let us know what you think.
Yeah, a very touchy subject.
It is, and we're not here to bash y'all, so don't you know. We ain't here to do that. We, you know, obviously the average person on child support is typically a man. We do know that, but
mm-hmm.
some of y'all don't deserve that, so we're definitely not here to bash. We're here to talk about it.
Exactly.
So, Shell, you know, you've been in a situation where child support mm-hmm. came in, so why don't you give us your view and, you know, your little story or whatever.
Okay, well, I've only had to put, you know, I have, everybody knows I have two kids. I have a 16-year-old and I have a 6-year-old. You know, as far as my daughter's father, I never had to put him on child support because he always did what he was supposed to do. And I hate involving the court in my business. So we can figure it out. I'd rather us sit down as parents and figure it out. Now, the other parents, that's a whole nother ball game. As far as the other, I didn't even file for child support right away because I always say I will never be that woman to put someone on child support. But I got to the point where I was like, look, this is not fair. I shouldn't have to take every last dime of my money to take care of a child that I did not make on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he would send me money here and there, like $50 here. And girl, daycare is $600 a month.
Right.
You know, on top of rent and everything. He would say little comments like to me when I would ask for extra, or what you doing with child support, what you spend on your nails? Do you really think $50 here and there is really keeping my nails or whatever done? Like, I'm holding everything down. So as far as him, I don't feel he had a right to question me because he wasn't doing what he's supposed to do as
mm-hmm.
a kid. So don't
mm-hmm.
question me when you give me the little change, because it didn't have to be like that. Like I hate dealing with the courts. I hate it. And now how I switch to the other side, I've seen where men handle their business and
mm-hmm.
women are getting a significant amount of child support. And the child is still looking, you know, ran down, like they're not taken care of. And
right.
as a man, if that was me, I was like, yo, I'm giving you all this money. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you spending it on the child?
Right.
You know, especially because you've seen the fly mothers, they girl hair done, nails done,
mm-hmm.
and your
mm-hmm.
child is looking like a whole bum.
Right.
I can understand a man questioning that, but my situation, I love money. Boy, don't you ever question me about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, I'm handling everything. And with child support, like, people think it's just like, you know, daycare. No, child support is for medical needs, because they're going to break it down to you. Educational needs, you know, transportation, travel, you know, extracurricular activities for your child. Like, you got to understand, like, if I got to drive our child to school and take our child to doctor's appointment, you know, I'm taking off work, for one.
Right.
For two, I'm spending gas to drive our child because I have our child the most of the time. So, like, with my experience with putting someone on child support, I just don't feel he has the right to question me. And it took me a minute. Like, it took me over a year to even, like, it took me like a year to even file on him because I kept saying I would not be that woman, but I got tired, you
mm-hmm.
know? And so, with the child support system, the way it's built, unfortunately, the good guys have to suffer along with the bad guys. Then
mm-hmm.
you have the guys, they have to be pulling child support, because I hate when I see you, you know, going on trips and you rocking $300 sneakers and you buying bikes or whatever, but you're not taking care of your child. I have a whole problem with that.
Right. As you
know? You
should, as a single parent, you definitely should feel
yeah.
that way. Yep.
So
basically, your situation, you know, you spoke in your situation, but even
mm-hmm.
still with that, you still have an open mind to the fact that not every man that's on child support should have been placed there, or, you know, that every man deserves to be put on child support. So you're open. Your view is open. Your
oh,
personal
bear.
Situation is just that, no, you don't feel like he has the right to question you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can agree with you. I definitely agree with you on your situation, because it do take two people to create a child, so two people need to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
My take, obviously, you know, I've never been in a situation where I've had to put anybody on child support, so
mm-hmm.
I'm limited on what I can say from experience.
Mm-hmm.
I am a firm believer that every man that has a child should be taking care of their child. Aside from the physical and emotional, it does require financial attention. So
mm-hmm.
I'm 100% for every single mother asking for money. Like, you have the right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The only time that and let me just say, I'm always going to be a woman first, but I still, I'm still entitled to my opinions and my views.
Exactly.
So, you know, aside from that, though, I really don't support the type of women that are putting a man on child support at us because you mad because this man don't want you and you thought you was going to have a family. Because at the end of the day, when it boils down to it as well, you know, if you're in a relationship with somebody and this is a person that you feel is going to be your husband and father or your children, in that moment, that's what you truly believe, okay, you know what I mean? Then you guys start a family. It's not your fault that he then strays away and leaves you to be a single parent. But some of these females be so quick to just have a nigga baby because they just want to have one up on the last baby mother or they want to keep him around or whatever. And the whole time you knew this man wasn't shit from day one. So when that don't work out, yes, you have a right to be upset that he's not doing what he should be, but you need to have that same energy with yourself because you knew from the beginning what it was. I don't feel sorry for those type of women because you have to put a standard for yourself as well because we all know a child equals a lifelong commitment. You know, so if you're doing it out of spite or you do, or it just so happens to be your situation because you were careless and got pregnant by this same nigga that you knew wasn't going to pay you child support, then you have to be upset with yourself too and take some responsibility as your role as a woman in that situation. But if you out here with a baby father that just y'all ain't work out, but he's giving you money whether he's ordered to or not, he's supplying school clothes every year, he's there, you know, in other ways as well, being a father, and you just put him on child support because your family in your ear or whatever, like, to me, that's just the most, child support can really ruin somebody's life, you know what I mean? It can cost them a driver's license, it could cost them credit, you know what I mean? So this is a real punishment, and there's a lot of men that are being punished that should not be, and that's just my opinion, but and those men, in my opinion, yes, they have a right to ask you where their money's going. If they're sending you money and doing everything else they're supposed to, and you just come back from Miami on Sunday, and then Tuesday you ask him for more money for some school shoes, no, at that point he have a right to be like, well, what you doing with the money?
Exactly.
You feel me? So I'm on both sides. I'm a woman, but I'm on both sides because I see it happen to men that it shouldn't. And I've also seen women that don't deserve to have to struggle like this because you want to lay up with her and sell her all these dreams, and then you gone when it comes time to be a parent. That's disgusting, and I don't respect no nigga out here that has done that.
Exactly.
So that's my feelings. I know that was a mouthful, but, you know, this is Table Talk with Shell and Kay. So.
but yeah, like I said, it's a very sensitive subject, and when we posted the topic, I didn't want the fellas to feel like this was targeted towards them because just like we got bum fathers. Like, I've spoken about this before we were doing podcasts. Well, bum-ass females.
Right.
I hear as well, and they see somebody that got money, and they purposely get pregnant, and the man is doing everything, but no, I know what he makes, and I know I can get him for everything, and I hate that. And another thing is, you know, I feel like with some men, you know, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, I mean, you got to look, what does a woman do to better her life as well? You can't put 100% on the man, and you're not going to be none the better yourself.
Right.
Like, as far as my child's father, it's not his responsibility to take care of me because I'm a grown woman. I work every day. I pay my rent and everything by myself. You know, I don't have no, you know, I wish I had some, like, section it from the girl that's renting.
Girl, let me tell you.
Yeah. And I'm not knocking anyone that has it because sometimes life happens and you have to apply for it.
Right.
You know, I'll keep it real. I had to apply for Medicaid, you know, so because, you know, like, it's just real out here. Like,
girl, I just had to apply for food stamps. That's life. Like, don't nobody need to be ashamed that they need help, especially if you losing jobs or, you know, something in your life changes. Like, no, don't nobody need to feel no type of way. You doing what you got to do for you and your family, period.
Yeah. But, like, I have, you know, a cousin, you know, she has children by someone, and, you know, she does everything. Like, this girl hustles her, like, she's full-time worker for one, you know, for one thing. She has a part-time job, you know, and on top of that, she does, you know, her side stuff, you know, to get her money. Like, she's great at hair, everything, but she's doing everything she's supposed to do, and then, like I said, then you see somebody that's not, you know, they living a life, but it's
that
like,
just want to live off the child support. Yeah, they just want to live off the child support. That's not what they're there for. It's there to make sure that your baby got everything they need. And I understand that includes sometimes that might mean you got to put it towards an electric bill. That's okay. That's where you're providing a home for your child.
Exactly. And that's exactly. But she does everything, and she gets a little bit of money, and while he's out living it up, and it's like, come on. Like, you got to think about, you know, your children. So like I said, I'm like, you know, something like the show is only one side. It's not one side because you got to look at the situation. You got to look at.
And you gave him time. And you gave him over a year.
Yeah, like, you know, like I gave him, because like I said, I always said, I don't mean to sound like this, but I hate the white man that has to tell me what to do with my child and put the white man in the middle. I hate it. Like, I
feel
do.
You. I feel you.
Like, and that's all with my daughter's father. I don't receive child support, but, you know, he pays like her insurance and, you know, like her phone bill and stuff. But it's like when she was in child care and everything, I never had to ask him for nothing. Like, I never did. Like, came up this year, I was like, no, money a little tight. He's like, all right, well, just meet me this day. I'll give you some money. Because she's 16 now, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm not going to sit there and ask you for $5. She's not in child care or anything. And she's old enough to work to do little things. So it's like, I've never had to put him on child support. But like I said, unfortunately, my second situation, you know, I had to do it, and I cringed doing it. I'm like, man, I never thought I had to put somebody in the system.
But,
like,
you know, that just shows that you are a good woman, and you were just put, you were back into a corner that you, that's mm-hmm. the only way out for you. And as a mother, you're going to do whatever necessary to make sure your child has what they need. So if that means putting their daddy on child support because he don't want to do it automatically, then mm-hmm. that's what it is. That I understand. You know what I mean? No woman deserves to have to raise a child by herself because she did. And that doesn't mean the father got to stick around and be with you. If y'all don't want each other, you don't want each other. But you can still be the father and not be in the home. And mm-hmm. a part of that duty requires your money sometimes. That's just mm-hmm. that's just what comes with it, you know?
Yeah.
So I respect you doing that because not only were you patient and gave him a year, it's a change. There's a lot of time for somebody to have to keep asking you
if
to
a lot.
Put your child. You know what I mean? That's crazy. It shouldn't have even went that long.
Yeah.
So, and the fact that you don't have your daughter's father on child support, that speaks that you're not just mm-hmm. a spiteful bitch just doing it. Like,
no.
Do something for your kid, I'll leave you alone.
Exactly.
it's very simple. It's not that hard, you know?
Yeah, you got that right.
Shit. So, but we appreciate y'all for tuning in. We see y'all tuning in with us. Make sure you push one if you want to talk. We have a few callers, I think, so we'll go ahead and take one in just a minute here. Also, y'all, I've been asking y'all, please go ahead and follow us on IG. We need y'all support there, just like it is on Facebook. We love it. We appreciate it. Keep it coming.
Yeah,
and I hope it's some fellas that's holding to talk to us because, you know, y'all, y'all the main topic of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We be giving y'all the opportunity to say some shit, you know, with us.
I know that's
talk.
Right.
So let's go ahead and take our first call, Michelle. Call
all
you there.
Right.
Hey, Carl, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Who
are
Hello.
You speaking with?
This is Yolanda.
Hey, Yolanda.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. We good. How's your night?
Everything's going good. We just had a big thunderstorm in Florida here, and we're in the house anyway, so I guess it's, you know... We're ready for
some good sleep coming. You got some good sleep coming.
That's the truth.
But yeah, so Shell, you know, Yolanda has some stuff to get off her chest last episode. She posted on our page, so shout out to you. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
And we know you're about to give it to us tonight. So go ahead and give it to us. You got the floor, baby.
Oh, well, I mean, obviously, this is a touchy subject for many reasons, for many people, and it definitely depends on the situation. I agree
mm-hmm.
with Shell, you know, and you, of course, with certain things. When I don't receive child support. I did put my children's father on child support because he didn't do what he should have done civilly. I mean, if
mm-hmm.
you know you have kids, you know that you should support them. You shouldn't even have to be asked. That's the bottom line,
exactly.
Right? But... if you don't follow through with the child support, that's one thing. But what we're discussing is I hear a lot of people who really are out there saying, why are you going to get this done? Why do you do this? What do you do with the money I give you? I hear a lot of my friends talking about their children's father saying that to them. And my thing is this, which I can relate to Shell with. I pay all the bills in my house. I pay $1,500 just for my apartment to make sure my children are safe. I pay the lights, the water. I pay all the food. I don't receive food stamps. I don't receive anything like that. I'm shelling out almost $4,000 a month, and that's not daycare. Okay? Yeah, and I'm doing it on my own. So if I were to get money, I do not think that I need to tell that man at all where my money goes because it's payback. I'm shelling out the money out of my own pocket. You feel me? So now I heard somebody mention if your children look like bums and the woman looks all, you know, she's done up, she got her hair done all the time, then what you need to do as the father or the mother, because there's a lot of mothers that are the non-custodial parents out there, but you know, if your children are looking like that and they're living like that, what you're doing wrong is stop giving them money and go get your kids. You have the right to fight for them. And so many people don't think that. And you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that we can discuss when it comes to the subject. Like, you know, if you look statistically, the USDA website, from birth to 17, not even 18, it just for minimal shit, right, it costs $250,000 to raise a kid in the United States of America. This is just for your basic needs. Yeah, this isn't including everything. And if you split that monthly between a parent for all those years, a quarter of $1 million, you know how much that turns out to be? It's like $1,100 a month per child. So if you're splitting that, that's like, what, $550 a month per parent. Mm-hmm. Most of these guys that are out here complaining don't even pay $40 a week, you know? So, so I'm wondering, you know, I don't want to knock anybody either. I know there's a lot of fathers who are out there loving on their kids. I know there's a lot of bitter women who, you know, do things that they shouldn't do. But my my question is really when, if you're not the one there every day losing sleep, the one that's trying to figure out your schedule and neglecting yourself because you're the one that's taking care of the kids, you know, day in and day out, whether there's support coming in or not, it's not any of their business if the children are well kept. It's not any of your business what you do with the money. Go get your hair did and your nails done. Do you know what I mean?
And I'm with you 100% on that as far as, you know, if the child is taken care of, mom, even if it is a little bit of money left over out there, child support, and you want a damn pedicure, go get that shit because you're doing the majority of the work. So I agree with you on that, too. And I'm not, like you said, I'm not knocking nobody, you know, but unfortunately, it's just those women that make it hard for women like you and Shell who really need that money or, and are great mothers who ain't asking for child support, but your mother got your kids every weekend type shit, you know, like, people just need to understand that things come with the child support. There's going to be communication. There's going to have to be honesty, all types of things, because that you're taking somebody's money and it's going to their child, so they're not supposed to mind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in reality, when you're taking somebody's money, they're going to want to know. They're going to want to make sure that it's going to. Do you see what I'm saying? So
that's why
I'm so open-minded on this situation because of women like y'all that go through this and then the men that they've been taking care of their kids. You was just you had a bad day and decided, you know what, I'm going to file these papers. Like, that type of shit is not fair.
It's not fair.
Oh, no,
it's
not
fair.
A lot of women do that. Like, they're like, you know what,
I'm
going to move.
Some of them even go so far where they're like, you ain't even going to see your kids this weekend if you don't do what I say. That's crazy.
Yes.
Because, they're, you know, that's ridiculous.
Yes.
They're not putting their children first. They're shitty parents, and they should not be allowed to do it. So I know it really does. It comes down to the circumstances of each individual situation.
Yeah.
For the
most
part, I believe the fathers out there want to do good and provide, but they do have many, many women are so bitter with how things are that they say, you ain't got to do shit. I ain't going to take shit from you. You're not going to have shit, this, that, and a third, and they make it so difficult, and they're hurting their kids in the long run. That's the ones that
they are.
So,
because you're creating a bad situation.
This is such a touchy subject. So like I said, it's so many different answers. Because I said, like I said earlier, it's all about the situation. Everybody's situation is different. But I've seen a lot of females, and I've seen a lot of them men. You know, I'm just like, how do you create a baby and go out here and live it up? You know, popping bottles and stuff, but you ain't take care of your child. And
right.
Then I'm saying, like, when you're the parent that has your child majority of the time, like, you know, like, you spend money on your kid every day just to, mommy, can I have McDonald's?
Yep.
Mommy, can I have a toy? On
mm-hmm.
top of that, I got to make sure you're clothed, you're fed. And luckily right now I'm not paying, you know, they're out of school, but, you know, my daycare bill by itself was $600. So
yeah,
that little
girl.
Thing, like, you think he do, and then he wants Chuck E. Cheese. You know, you want to
mm-hmm.
be able to take your kid places. Like, yo, like, they don't get, you spend money on your kid every second. Like, you really do.
Yeah,
what
were you saying,
Yolanda?
I'm sorry. They don't, you know, there's a lot of stuff behind it. Like, with my children, I didn't, not to take up all the time, I'm going to hurry up and make this quick because I know there's going to be other callers and I, you know, but with my children, they were severely asthmatic. And I lost jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up working for myself, which became the best outcome. But I lost jobs
mm-hmm.
because I couldn't afford to go to work. I kept getting fired because they were always in the hospital. And he just didn't want to do his part as a father, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
now that I didn't get with him knowing him to be like that. I knew him to be a good
mm-hmm.
father to his other
right.
children he had with his ex-wife. You know, and a lot of people, they think, okay, they fall for the potential, you know, but I really fell for what I thought he showed me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it does, people change,
well,
whatever the case is, but yeah, they do, but you should never fall, don't fall when it comes to your kids. You should be there for your kids no matter what, and I've never been a woman. I'm like, listen, if you just hold it down and take care of your kids, I don't even need the money, as long as you're doing what
mm-hmm.
you pick them up, you do this, you
something.
Support them
yeah,
in those
exactly.
type of ways.
You need me somewhere.
But it wouldn't even, yeah, it wouldn't even, it didn't go that route. You know what I'm saying? So it makes
mm-hmm.
it super difficult, and it does make it hard. I know there are so many men who are trying, and they're struggling because their license got taken away, and they're struggling because of this. Those men,
mm-hmm.
I applaud them. You know, as long as you're in your children's life, that's a beautiful thing. And if you see that
mm-hmm.
you're giving money and your kids aren't being taken care of, you have the right to go and fight for your children. A lot of people, because they're the man or because they've seen bad things in the past or whatever, or you know what I'm saying, that
mm-hmm.
they're not going to have that power, but you do.
Yeah.
I've worked with kids. I've seen things go through court. You know what I mean? You have a lot more power than you think, especially if
absolutely.
You're proactive about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely,
so,
because a judge is never going to look bad upon a father coming to him saying, look, I want more time with my kids and I'm not getting
exactly.
it. A judge is never going to take that as a negative thing, you know what
exactly.
I mean? Even if
absolutely.
You're not able to pay
you're,
child support, you still want to be there. Who's going to look
right.
at that? Yeah.
You're 100%
crazy.
Right. And the parents, the biggest thing I want to leave off with, because you know I talk a lot, but is that we need to all take a step back and realize that the children are the most important, and the children are the sum of all their parts. So if you get with a shitty
mm-hmm.
baby daddy or a shitty baby mama, that's still half of that person. I will never talk
yeah.
negative around my kids about their father, no matter how
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you.
They're
oh
still
my God,
they're part
girl.
Of
thank
him.
You.
That's half of that person.
Yeah.
So, you know, you
yeah.
are the sum of all your parts. What you think you're going to hear someone say, your daddy ain't shit, he's just low down, da da da, or your mama's a bitch, or whatever. What do you think that does? You're
mm-hmm.
instilling in them as they grow
right.
older. People think it's cute, but it's not cute, and you're instilling a hatred
it's
for them
really
themselves.
Not.
You know, so.
It's really not cute.
And this,
and I've been
going
on that
side
of my son would come tell me, like, mommy, my grandma said this about you. I'm like, oh, y'all talking about me around my son? Like, that's just so disrespectful.
Mm,
so
it is very. It's very disrespectful. That's going to have to be a whole other topic. You know what I mean? Because
girl, yes.
It's something that goes, it's so prevalent. No, it really
right.
is prevalent. And, you know, we got to
yeah.
build these children up. And the more everything, we don't think what we're doing and we tear them down every day. And just like,
mm-hmm.
you know, we know people in the past have said and historical people have said, you know, it's easier to raise strong men than it is to, you know, fix the broken ones. And that's so
mm-hmm.
true. So if we need to take a step back and realize what it is, we all have to own our shit, and there's men and women alike,
yeah.
you know what I mean, because the kids are what's the most important. But I'm going to
yes,
get off the
ma'am.
Phone with you now, because like I said, I could still keep talking, so let me shut up. Y'all, I'm so proud of the both of
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Yolanda.
Girl, thank you so
yes.
much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good night. I'm going to still listen in. I'm excited to hear what goes on.
Okay,
oh,
thank you.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, y'all. We're going to roll into this break, and we'll be back with y'all to take some more callers. Fellas, we're waiting to hear from y'all, too. Push one to speak.
Man, don't make no sense. Every time I see the police, every time I see the police, I got to be ducking and hiding, man. See, I'm a wanted man, baby, living in these streets. Send child support, something to put a warrant out on me. See, I owe them $6,500 and they want their money. And it's so funny, cause they know I ain't got that kind of dough. Like it's my fault that she got on welfare. I told her we can go half on a sample like hand the daycare. But no, she got comfortable at the bottom and wanted to stay there. And I don't know how this gonna turn out. Y'all keep me in prayer.
Oh, this crazy.
See, when I start back working, they gon' take all my dough. And then they wonder, well, what the hell I ain't working for? All of this attention haunted, boy, about some back child support. When they killing each other by the dozens out here, every day just a sport. With bills stacked up to his shitty tension, summoning him to court. Then all of his friends call him a worry wart. Not want the money they gave her, I gotta give it back. Like I was the one living rent free and getting food stamps.
Oh,
she's sicking the police on me, right? And I didn't really have no money to get this lady, you know what I'm saying? It was either get some money or go to jail. Go to jail, get some money, you know? And I just went back to what I knew how to do best. I'm a stick-up kid.
Starting up my
music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Hey, everybody, you're now tuning in to Table Talk with Shell and Kay. So we are back now. So, you know, we're discussing, you know, child support, should the non-custodial parent know what's going on with the child support money that the custodian parent is receiving. So I think we have another caller on hold. Caller, are you there?
Hey.
Hey,
how you guys doing? Hello, it's Miss Donna.
Miss Donna.
How you guys doing? Yes, you already know.
We already know. We're on Miss Donna.
Well, big shout out to my girl, Yolanda. You laid it out, and I'm so glad you tuned in, and it made a lot of sense. But this is my topic. And basically the question is, should the absent parent, I'm not going to say the father of the child or the mother of the child, because like Yolanda said, there's a lot of single dads out there, a lot of single moms out there, but I had been a single mom for many years,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, pretty much like Yolanda said, it's not easy out there, number one. And I think there's a misconception on what child support is for, so I'm going to make it clear. Child support is not just for, you know, clothes or things like that. It's basically to keep
mm-hmm.
the lights on, keep the water running, you know, make sure you
yeah.
have heat and water, a roof over the head, such as rent, things like that, food in their mouth. So if you have I don't like to use the term baby mama or baby daddy,
mm-hmm.
but if you have, if there's a father of a child or a mother of a child, the child still needs to survive with electricity, hot water, food, and things like that. And the
yeah.
way that it works with the system is, you know, they take the income between both parties. And, of course, whoever makes the most, the other parent is going to pay the less, the lesser
mm-hmm.
amount. And with my situation with my children's father is I've always made most of the money, which is okay. So
mm-hmm.
I would get less in child support. However, that amount doesn't even come close to what it takes to raise a child, like Yolanda said. So
I agree.
With what I'm
mm-hmm.
making, with what the child's father is making, we're talking rent, we're talking food, we're talking school supplies, school pictures,
mm-hmm.
school field trips, you know, food, hot water, air conditioning, I
mm-hmm.
mean the whole spiel. So
yes.
just as an example, if your bills are $2,000 a month to make sure that child has everything they need, and
mm-hmm.
the absent parent, whether it's a father or a mother, is paying $200 a month. How is that fair?
It is not.
How
fair.
Is that fair?
It's,
so,
it's
you
not
know,
fair
it,
at
it's
all.
Not. It's not just because you make a little bit extra. The bottom
mm-hmm.
line is both decided to make that child.
Exactly.
So it should be 50-50, period. And
mm-hmm.
if, like Yolanda said, if your child is taken care of, if the rent's paid, they have lights and food, clothes, and everything else that they need, not want, but they need, then
mm-hmm.
who is the absent parent to say or to question where that money's going to? Now, on the other hand, I understand what she was saying. You have
mm-hmm.
some, you do have some absent parents, you know, whether it's the father's mother or the father's child, you know,
mm-hmm.
going above and beyond, taking that money and doing things they shouldn't be doing. If that child
yeah.
is left with any of the above mentioned, there's a problem. And just like Yolanda said, if that's the case, go to court, because there's a misconception
mm-hmm.
that a father can't have custody of the child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, in the courts, yes. Most of the time, the custody is granted to the mom. And I'm going to tell
yeah.
you why, because there's a certain thing that's set in place, and it's
mm-hmm.
basically called the tender years, certain amount of years.
Yes.
But, you know, that doesn't always fall into place. And I think that's the reason why a lot of mothers get custody before, you know, a father would. But that doesn't mean
mm-hmm.
that if the mother is not doing what she's supposed to do, that a father can't go to court and fight for that child if it's a problem
mm-hmm.
with where the money is going to. But on the other hand, as a father, if you see that your child is well taken care of, don't you dare ask where that money's being spent, especially if you're paying less. Especially if you're paying less. You know,
yes.
because if you think about it, when you're together, really, you're paying more in support
mm-hmm.
for that child when you're together. And then all of a sudden when you're apart, oh, I can't afford it. Well,
exactly.
you could afford it when we were together, though, but you can't afford
mm-hmm.
it when we're apart. That doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
And, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't take my children's fathers to court just off top, just out of being vindictive.
Mm-hmm.
For an example, I gave one of my children's fathers 7 years to do what was right. 7 years before I took him to court. Yes, thank you. 7 years. And but the problem is, as soon as you do take them to court, it's you took to the man, blah 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 blah. Well, then, excuse my language. If you had done right the past 7 years, we wouldn't be where we were today. So I need them to stop it. Just stop the BS. You know, the bottom line is, it takes two. It takes two people to make one child. Therefore, the responsibility lays 50% on one and 50% on the other. Mm-hmm. And if one is down, then you kick it in because, like Yolanda said, it's all about the child.
Exactly.
It's all about the child. So, you know, it just, you know, this whole thing with the child support thing and asking where you're spending the money. Well, if your child's good, you don't need to be asking me. And
don't come and ask me
where it's being spent. And, so, and the other thing I want to touch on is getting hairs and nails done. First of all, if I'm working 40, 50 hours a week and I want to get my nails done, as long as that rent is paid, the electricity is paid, they got food in their mouth, and all the other extracurricular activities is paid, the courts don't really think about that extra stuff, such as school pictures, school lunch. That's not even really included. So don't come to me talking about where the money's spent or because I got my nails done. I work too. In fact, I work probably harder than you. So I deserve that.
So, bottom line,
it's all about the kids. The kids have to be straight. They may not have everything they want, but as long as they have their needs met, it doesn't matter, especially if the absent parent is working. You know, if you're sitting at home and collecting this and that, just like Yolanda said, I don't get anything. I don't get food stamps. You know, I get a couple of other things. You know, I have children that are disabled, so and I make sure every one of my bills are paid, and there is food on the table for my kids, period. They have clothes on their back, and don't get me wrong, I've never had any of my children never came to me and said where it's been spent. I've never had that. You know why? Because I'm a good mother. They know that, and my kids are taken care of. Now, did they all do what they were supposed to do? No. But like Yolanda said earlier, I would never, ever badmouth any of my kids' father to my children, because guess what? You're going to hang your own rope. Right?
Exactly.
You're going to hang your own rope, and I will have nothing to do with that. You know, it's always, you know, okay, yep, this is your dad, period. Regardless, there's like Yolanda said, there's still a part, there's still half of that child. So I would never do that. But I really need men and women. And another thing is with one of my kids, there was an issue that went on. And for temporarily, this parent had one of my children. But guess who paid child support faithfully every month? I even ended up homeless because I needed to make sure I paid that child support to a child that I helped create. So if I can do it, I don't want to hear it from no male, from no female, that you can't pay child support. You need to make it happen, period. And don't have no questions unless you're not doing right. And if the person is not doing right, go back to court and get that child. Bottom line, no questions, that's it. It's
all right, Mom, we heard you. We got you. All of that. We want to do a part two of this. Y'all got people hot tonight, but we got to move on to another caller, though, but definitely appreciate
all right,
everything.
Well, shout out to Yolanda. Y'all, great show again. And I hope to hear from some more males. So I'm going to keep listening. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Donna.
All right.
All right. Whew, it's getting hot in here.
It's my girl that did it again.
All right. So let's move on to the next caller because we almost 15 minutes in. Hello, Carl. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes. We can.
Sure.
Who's there?
This is Keith. What's up?
What's up, Keith?
Hey, so listen, I got the reason why I say this, and just hear me out, okay?
Okay.
I don't care if my son's mother go buy nails, get her nails did, and go on a date with the money I'm giving her. As long as everything is taken care of, I have no qualms about it at all. It's not about, like, she might be replacing some money that she was using. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I never look at it like that. Once I get the money, I know I've done my part. And as long as I don't see my son with no, not having no haircut and bad shoes and ain't no clothes and dressing bad, you know, I don't have anything really to say.
I know that's right. Yeah, and that's a wonderful thing, Keith, because there's a lot of women that feel very strongly about being questioned about where that money's going. So you're making it easy for somebody. And that's great. I mean, can't really say nothing negative about that. That's
right. I mean, you know, because, see, I had my son, my first, my only son, we were in high school, and I didn't know that this girl was going to come out and be this successful and do this well with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody prayed for my family about it.
Mhm. I know that's right. That's great. That's a blessing. That's
I love to hear that.
Yeah, that's a blessing. That's what we do want to hear. That's great. So we respect that.
And then you know we were
you.
Both young.
Mhm.
You know us being that young and the great job that she take care of. Like I always celebrate her. Like I don't miss no birthdays or no nothing because she did a great job, and, like, anything they ask me for, if it's in my pocket,
mm-hmm.
it's probably going to be sent to them.
I know that's right.
Well, amen. It's nice to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love to hear that. Team co-parenting, I post it all the time with my daughter's father. Like, I love to hear things like that.
And he's an example of the fact that they're, you know, everybody's not a deadbeat just because they're not with the child.
Exactly.
You can still be separate.
But you know what?
We
don't really have arguments about money. You know, we don't really have arguments about money because our arguments more be on the lines of what I be wanting him to do in his life and everything. But, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Once we have an understanding on what, you know, what needs to be done, I don't think that, you know, I wouldn't, well, I trust her to make the right decisions while I'm not there because he lives in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so y'all co-parenting from afar. Right, that's my our situation. My stepson's all the way in South Carolina, so we know how that one goes.
Yeah. But, I mean, then also, though, but, you know, there are some women that would be making crazy decisions with the money. And then, you know, somebody's questioning that. There are two sides to
mm-hmm.
it. There had to be a reason why somebody started questioning their girl or their baby, their son's mother about what they're doing with the money. So it's just a question of, you know, how well is the child being taken care of?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and everybody has a baby, you know, concern. You know, I told him my situation, I was really getting no money. So I told him, don't you dare question. He just, because he's spiteful. I'm like, don't you question me about nothing because I take care of everything on top of all my bills.
But I know there have been
yeah,
some
like
times,
I said,
too, where I had to call her and told her I didn't have it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she would just tell me, you know, just make sure you keep in contact with him. Don't shut. Because you ain't got the money. Because, you know, like
mm-hmm.
usually when a man don't have the child support, he ain't calling or he ducking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she told me I ain't never have to do that.
I know that's right. I love
but
you
see,
guys.
So on the same token, you know, you're also dealing with somebody that is open-minded to the situation as well. Because
mm-hmm.
not everybody's, you know, not everybody's baby mother or the mother of children, however you want to say it, is like that. A lot of women use that child support thing as a threat to men as well.
Yeah.
If you don't do this, I'm going to put you on child support. If you don't do that, I'm going to put you on child. Like, women have the upper hand with that. So it's good that you're lucky enough to have someone that's not like that because there's a lot of men that they literally can't move how they want to move because they have this threat over their head because, unfortunately, not every man out here makes $22 an hour. Some men only
mm-hmm.
make $14, $13 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then you're taking child support. And that's fine. You should be paying for your children. But don't forget that just like you have a home with light and bills and cars and this and that, so does that man. And if that man has another family in addition to that, he's being pulled in two different directions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as a woman too, you have to be open as well. It can't just be, well, I had your kids, so you have to give me. I don't agree with that, because that man has a life and responsibilities as well. But it don't matter.
Yeah, but see, you know where it stems from, though?
Or $500, just take care of your kid in any way that you can, to the best of your ability, and make it fair to the mother. Don't take advantage of the fact that, oh, I only make $12, so I'm just going to take a pack of diapers for the whole month. No, that's not going to work. But people have to live within their means as well. You know what I mean? Both parties have to be able to live within their means.
But you know where it stems from, though? Guess where it stems from? The ending of a relationship, right? When she stops being your girlfriend and becomes your baby mother, you know there's a transition in that, right?
Right.
Okay, so how you kept that relationship up and what ended it is going to dictate her actions also. Because I know if she's pissed off at you, you know, like things will start happening. But, I mean, if you took care of it and you know, been the stand-up dude that you were supposed to, you know, y'all will be able to co-parent and talk mutually.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate it, Keith. Thank you for calling in and giving us your side. We respect your views and definitely appreciate the call.
All right, I got it on my schedule every Wednesday at 8:30 to call.
Yes, Keith. Keep it coming. Thank you so much.
Y'all take it easy, y'all.
All right, you too.
Good night.
Well, damn, Shell, I guess we ain't going to talk on our show because we got more callers.
But it's all good. Next caller.
That's what we want. Next caller, are you there? Hello?
Hey, caller.
Hello.
Hey, now.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing good. Who are we talking to?
This Mustafa.
How are you doing tonight?
Man, I'm cool. It's my daughter's birthday, but I can't chill with her because of her mama.
Oh. Oh, Lord. All right. We got a few minutes. Come on.
Yeah, my daughter is like thousands of miles away in California. She blocked me from her Instagram. I'm like, damn, what's my little daughter doing? She only 12 years old. Why she got a little skirt on in front of UCLA? She's not in college yet. Well, she got a little skirt on in L.A.? Nah. So I was like, I ain't like that. She blocked me. I don't care you with your mom. I want you to be with your mom. But she need to know her whole family. Mm-hmm. Man, my baby mother kept my child away from my whole family. Like, the young part about it, yeah, they know Jordan. But the older part, like, I ain't seen my daughter in I don't know how long. Like, since the BET Awards, 2016.
And
I was there when she was born.
Are you paying child support?
Why am I not on child support? Because she wanted to take full control to be like, yeah, it's me running the whole program. So, like, and me, I don't really mess with the system because we know the system funny. I'm like, he was the person who did it. How about me and you make an agreement? I even had third parties overhearing, like, hey, Team Jordan. Team, you know what I mean? But she like 15 years older than me, so I'm younger. So she, I guess, trying to wear the pants, man. She got a little career and whatever she's doing. But none of that matters to me. The only thing that matters is my child. Like, tomorrow not promised. I flatlined, so I know tomorrow not promised. So people, all the promises and the hopes, oh, she's going to, man, this week.
Hello?
Uh-oh,
we lost his call.
No, did we lose the call?
I think his call dropped. It has to be because we're still on.
That
oh,
is
man.
What it sounded like. Damn it, we were just getting all
I'm right
the
here.
Damn story.
Oh, you're here?
I'm right here.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm right here. But, like, I love my daughter. Like, my motivation, she looks just like daddy. She looks just like my mama. She a light-skinned version. And the day her birthday, I ain't even heard from her. You know what I mean? Last time she called me, like, Daddy, I want to come. I want to be with you. Then her mother called me, like, I can't do it no more. What mother says they can't do it no more? What? Got next.
Ooh, Lord.
Yeah, but
Lord.
I'm like,
I'm taller,
I want her to love her mom. I would never say nothing bad to her about her mom. I want her to love her mom and respect her mother. But at the same time, she needs to know the entire family for herself so she can be the
judge. Right. And in a case like that, you know, this will be one of those cases where I would feel like if she was to put you on child support, it's on some spiteful shit, because look what type of woman you're being right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's so unfortunate.
I'm like, why am I not on child support? My daughter is 12 years old and I've never been on child support? Oh, because
she got a
point. She'll have to spend time with daddy. We got to split custody. Yeah, and she don't want that. She just want everything. Oh, look what I'm doing. She want the accolades. And I'm like, no, you can't take a whole village to raise my daughter. It's stuff that I don't know that other people can teach me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And I'm
good
and all this. So I'm like, every time my daughter spend the night with me, she ain't been exposed to nothing. We go to the playground, the park.
Mm-hmm.
What dads do? That's my queen. That's my little princess. Ain't nothing going to happen to her. You know,
right, and a girl meets her father. I have a boy and a girl, and I have a 6-year-old girl. And trust me, like, they need daddy. Trust and believe. Like,
and you got somebody like her.
Whoever, even the guy she with, he like, man, I be trying to tell her. Now, you try to play like you her father. Dude, y'all don't even look alike. Y'all don't even got things. It's just funny, man. It's like you try to take me out of, because I come from that part of the street. But you want the whole syndicated corporate, until I,
wow.
It's fun.
Wow.
But this is what males go through. This is what me times 10 times the number who really try, but it's like, y'all make it frustrating. I don't need to be with you. You and your boyfriend, y'all can have your own relationship. I'm happy for y'all. I just want a relationship with my daughter. That's it.
Right. I know. Absolutely.
That's
right. Absolutely. And we, trust me, Shell and I, for the men in your situation, we are on y'all side, like 100%, because I, you know, my father was in and out of my life. You know, he was there, he wasn't there, he was sick, he passed away, so forth and so on. I'm 38 years old. To this day, I know that my life would have been different had my father been there every step of the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't have no respect for a woman that's going to keep the father away because he's beneath you, whatever it is, because at the end of the day, bitch, you made the baby with him, so you was okay with him.
Exactly.
So, you know, I don't rock with them type of women. I don't respect that. Every child needs both parents. And if one parent is going to be that selfish to the extent that you worried about how your baby father is going to make you look, that you don't want no money for your daughter, so you don't have to allow him to be in her life, that's pathetic.
Exactly.
That's disgusting.
And my whole thing is like, my child mom, she always big up her father. Well, my father, he was this and my father, he was that. Well, I'm like, well, give me a chance. Having my daughter seeing her face is motivation for that next day to go out and grind harder. Because I know I'm a daddy. Yeah, baby, I got you. And I can't lie to her. Come on, now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This was
better. I'm sorry.
Happy birthday to Jordan Jones. She's 12 years old today. She's out in California somewhere. But we love you.
Yeah, happy birthday, baby girl, from Favorite Talk with Shell and Kay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. We really appreciate it.
No, no problem. Thank y'all for listening.
All right,
thank you. Good night. Whew, yeah, girl. So many mixed emotions with all of these situations.
Yes.
Like that one, that type of situation gave me high. I hate a selfish ass person. And it, even if it was a dad acting that way, I would say the same thing. It's just so selfish. But our prayers are with any man that's going through that is being kept from their child, especially if you are paying child support and you're being kept from your child.
Yeah.
So we definitely feel bad for y'all, but y'all got to go into that court and get your rights. You got the same kind of rights as a woman do.
As a woman, you got that right. Okay, this was a great show, girl.
It was, girl. Another one in the bucket.
Another one for the book. I mean, this hour, I wish we had like another hour. Like, it's crazy.
That's all right. Hopefully when we get to go live for y'all, with once Corona's over, you know, we got shit in the works for y'all. Hopefully we can extend our time with y'all, because definitely enjoy every moment of y'all's attention and y'all's support.
Yes.
So, yeah, I guess we got to wrap it up. Same time, same place next week, Wednesday, 8:00. Tune in, push one to speak. We're uncensored. Speak your mind. Thank you so much for y'all's support. Shell, any last words?
I just want everybody to be safe and follow the rules so we can get our lives back. Jesus.
Amen. All right,
man,
y'all. Go ahead.
All right, no, I'm just saying we appreciate you guys and stay tuned for next week. And we love
everybody.
See
you next week. Good night.
Good night.
Starting up my music. Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.